Good afternoon and welcome back. Well, we go to the phone lines now and it's really lovely to be joined by Tatiana Abella, who is my co-host every Tuesday. She's at the airport. She's about to go off on her holiday, but it's wonderful to have her here to join us. And she, of course, is the managing director and the co-founder of Goombook.com. Tatiana, welcome.
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to and perhaps some of your eco stories for this week.
This week has been quite busy with environmental events. A lot of shops have organized also activities. I think the main issue this past week were what you do with the children, and places like the Change Initiative organized workshops where they invited the children to come and actually experience how to make cars, airplanes, jewelry, all made with recycled items. And I think it was a very nice idea also to take out the children from the usual thing and experience and have fun with the recycled item, recycled waste, and maybe do the same thing at home.
I think that's a I can hear in the background there. I think that's a lovely idea, definitely. You're absolutely right. It is for those who are staying in Dubai and for those who are carrying on working. Yes, it's quite tricky, isn't it? Finding things, I think, to entertain the children with. So it's a really great idea.
It is. I mean, the main issue right now is with the heat. They tend to just switch on the TV or plug in their smart items such as iPads and iPhones, and it's really hard to get them out there, of course. But at least if places like the Change Initiative or other nurseries or play areas are able to offer an alternative, I think that would be, it's really important. I mean, especially in Dubai and in this weather.
Absolutely, yeah. And of course, you are heading off yourself, aren't you, to greener pastures, I think.
Yes, we're going. We're going to Europe, and of course, we're trying to choose the best, greenest ways to have our holidays. And one thing I would like to share is definitely some tips on how to leave your house when you leave on holiday. Maybe people sometimes they're really going very fast and they have to pack, and you don't think about, for example, switching off all your appliances, even if you think they're off. But actually sometimes they are like in standby mode.
Yeah.
And that consumes a lot of energy. Sometimes we leave the fridge completely on for the whole summer, and there's no need because it's empty. So one other tip would be to just clean it, switch it off, and to avoid then high budget on energy, or also bad smell when you come back in your fridge.
Yeah.
Then what else? Definitely I would check leaking in around the house. If you have any doubts that something is leaking, just make sure that's fixed. Just call maintenance, either in the garden or in your apartment, because then that also happened to a few friends last year. The whole AC just crashed during the summer, and they came back and the apartment was flooded.
Wow.
So
that's not what you
that.
Need.
No, not at all. And then maybe the AC as well.
Yeah.
So either, if people live in an apartment, I would definitely switch it off. There's no need to keep it on. Or in a villa, then maybe they can rise the temperature up to 26, 28 degrees just to ventilate. But there's actually no need to keep it at 24, 23 degrees.
Absolutely. I mean, especially if there's no one going to be in the house, I mean, why really waste all that energy? And it's a very good tips, actually, I think. And, you know, not just for the energy, but the economy and also safety.
Definitely.
As far as turning off electronics is concerned, I mean, it's probably the best way to make sure that your house or apartment, etc., is kept safe. I remember, I think it was last week, Tatiana, that you spoke about this fabulous place. I think they were tree houses in Italy somewhere.
Yes.
You didn't manage to book into one of those, did you?
I discovered that some friends have been there, so we're going to go and visit it. We're going to see family, so this time we're not going to go and book a room there, but I'm definitely going and visit it, take pictures. It's called La Piantata, and they have these seven houses on trees, up to the trees. So every night you have to just take the stairs and you look at this beautiful panorama around you in the middle of lavender fields. It's really fantastic. So yes, you have eco options. Definitely, if people are looking to travel, they can choose, even if it's not like so weird, like a house in the tree, but maybe a lot of hotels offer like eco solutions and they do have environmental policies in their websites. So if people are careful, they can definitely choose among hotels who are more careful about the environment and show their commitment in their websites on how they reduce the energy consumption, water consumption. I mean, that's, I think it's important. Even like for renting a car, I was surprised. Now we did rent a car for Italy, and you have eco options. So we rented a very nice Citroen that is considered eco car, very low consumption. A lot of materials inside the car are actually recycled.
Wow.
It's recycled plastic, and I was really, really pleased to see that. And Googling a little bit around, I found that, for example, in India, if you go to India, there's a company called Eco Car Rent, and they have, I think, 40 locations in India where you can get your eco car from them. So another little maybe tip when you book a car is to choose the eco option.
Do you know how it's eco? What makes it eco?
The consumption, definitely.
Oh, right, okay.
And then as this car stated, they use recycled material. For example, the plastic inside is recycled plastic.
Yeah.
They will take care of the way the car is produced. Sometimes the car actually is offset by the car producer. They offset the emissions produced when they produce the car.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of little things, but definitely the consumption is the most important. But sometimes you don't really need to rent a car. Like, for example, now in Paris, Amsterdam, Rome, the main cities, you're able to rent a small car for just a few hours.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing service. Basically, the car is plugged. It's an electric car.
Oh, yes. Right.
You just insert your credit card, and then you can deposit the car somewhere else around the city.
Yeah.
In one of the same, how would you call it, the pole, where actually the car needs to be plugged. And then you switch again your credit card, and it says, okay, you've been using the car for 2 hours, so you pay this amount per hour. And the same thing for bicycles.
It's very clever. I believe they actually have them in London, and you can sort of pick one up and drop them off at these various different plug-in points. I think it's a fantastic idea, and they're tiny little cars. Some of them anyway. So they're great for the city, great for parking, and I don't think there are any congestion charges or any extra charges for them either, so another incentive. It would be wonderful
fantastic.
To have something like that here.
Oh yes, imagine, that would be great. I mean, you don't even have the problem to find a parking, because you know that these places always are there free, waiting for you. So you go around, you just drop the car, and you don't have to put petrol and give it back with the petrol filled, and no need for insurance. And this is another thing that I was quite shocked about. Usually, I mean, when you rent a motorcycle or a vehicle, you usually have to fill like an insurance form. So I don't know in this case how it works, but it's definitely a great, great system to avoid people putting more cars around and just go around freely in the city.
Gosh, well, I wish you all the very best, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday, an eco holiday, in as much as you can, and I'm sure you will.
Thank you. You too. And a last tip is the sun cream. Either people go on the mountains or by the sea, definitely. I advise to use physiological creams that don't have any chemical, harmful chemical, and no more than 40 sunscreen protection.
Oh, really? Why?
Because over 40, they put a lot of minerals that would just be very harmful for your skin. So maybe it protects you from the sun, but then it will give you other bad things.
And where do you find, can you find any sort of eco-friendly sunscreens here?
There is one that they started selling it this year in the Life Pharmacy. It's the one I buy. It's called Spirig.
Oh.
It's either Swiss or German. It's Spirig, S-P-I-R-I-G. RIG, I think. All the live pharmacies have it.
Okay.
Otherwise, even the classical Roche-Posay cream, or just the 40 SPF. I mean, this has been ranked the best sun cream this year.
Which one, sorry? Roche?
The Roche-Posay. The Roche-Posay Protection 40, the normal one for adults, but also the kid ones, both of them are really, really good. They don't have parabens, they don't have harmful chemicals,
right.
They don't use any mineral that can harm you, so, and they do protect you very well.
Well, that's really good to know, particularly for children, because, you know, you do obviously want to protect them, but use something that's not going to harm them either, obviously, at the same time. So that's
exactly.
Very, very good to know. Thank you once again, Tatiana. I wish you a wonderful holiday and we'll miss you. But maybe we'll be catching up by phone again and finding out what you're doing over there and some more eco tips and advice. That would be wonderful.
Thank you. If I find anything, I'll email you. I'll let you know.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tatiana. All the very best to
Take
you and your
care.
Family.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There is Tatiana there, Tatiana Vella, who is my co-host every week on The Green Team. She is the co-founder and the managing director of goombook.com, GOUMBOOK.com. Fantastic website for all resources, for all things green, events. They also have a business directory on there and all news stories as well. And I know that she may be on holiday, but I'm sure she'll be still updating that website to wherever she may be. Well, we're going to take another very quick break.